Hello.
Hi, good evening, ma'am. My name is Susan, and I am with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you happen to have a couple of minutes of your time to help us out with the survey?
Sure.
Thank you. Just a moment. Are you registered to vote in Ector County, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
Okay. What is the most important issue facing Ector County now?
Nah, I don't know.
Would it be education issues, poor economy, lack of jobs, poor leadership, poverty, crimes, and drugs?
The above. Crime, drugs, poor leadership, bad cops.
Okay.
Our education system is all fucked.
Okay. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Okay. Thank you. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I would hope that it would be better, but I don't think it will be.
Okay. Would you consider that worse or about the same?
About the same, probably.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family member in Ector County? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Very concerned? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. It's going to be excellent, good, fair, or poor. Okay?
Okay.
The availability of outdoor parks and playgrounds and nature.
What was it? Excellent for what?
Oh, yes.
For the,
it's going to be your choice. I mean, actually, your the
I
rate.
I would say
excellent,
not
good,
poor,
fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Poor.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I guess good.
Okay.
That's all we have. That doesn't make it excellent, but...
Okay. Public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Okay. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Poor.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Quality of public schools?
Poor.
Effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Being able to get from place to place with a little traffic?
Oh, very poor.
Okay. Availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
Availability of quality health care?
Poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture?
I think poor.
Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museums, and music?
There's a little bit going on there, but I think it's still poor compared to other cities.
Okay. Public transportation?
Poor.
Okay. Just a moment. Now, please rate Ector County. Yes, ma'am. Now,
go ahead.
Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. That would be excellent, good, fair, or poor, your choices. Young, single people.
Fair.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Poor.
Families with children.
Fair.
Retirees.
Retirees?
Yes.
I would say fair.
Okay. People living below the poverty line.
We have a bunch of those. What would that be?
Would that be under excellent, good, fair, poor.
People living under poverty lines, there's a bunch, so that would be a good choice if that's there. I'm not sure how to answer. Yeah.
Okay. Racial and ethnic minorities.
They're pretty good.
Okay. People like you.
Fair.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries.
I guess good. There's a bunch of immigrants.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
I don't know anybody in college or college graduate that age, so I don't know.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say fair.
Okay.
Overall.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Is it very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar?
Not really.
Somewhat familiar?
Not very.
Not very?
Not very.
Okay. Let's see. How confident... Yes, ma'am. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Not too confident.
Not too confident? Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County into the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, okay. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area? Is it through
crime?
Okay.
Crime, yeah.
Finally, just a few last questions. Thank you for bearing with me so much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
A college graduate.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18-34, 35-39, 50, between 50-64 or 65 plus?
50-64.
Thank you. Do you have a school-age child living in your household, ma'am?
No.
Okay. We're almost on my promise. Which of the following best describes your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian?
A Hispanic.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, ma'am?
My husband is also a fabricator.
So that would be yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your annual household income $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, or $75,000 plus? $25,000 to $39,000 maybe. Okay. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Homemaker.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male? It's just I'm going by the survey, ma'am.
I'm female.
Okay. Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of... Yes, go ahead.
Could I identify with a tree?
Okay. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No.
No? Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure,
you
participating. You take care of yourself. Care. Thank you. You too.
Right,
have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.